From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Zimbabwe president reportedly under house arrest.
As PRC, we stand on the firm foundation that Zimbabwe should be a land of equal opportunities.
Former Vice President Joyce Muhuru is calm prevails in Zimbabwe despite the uncertainty facing the country after a bloodless coup removed President Robert Mugabe from office.
We note the current political developments in our country. We are, however, heartened by the assurances given during these present political developments that condemns violence and encourages peace.
Mugabe was placed under house arrest Tuesday by military forces as they seized control of the southern African country in a swift and bloodless operation. In Britain, Zimbabwean party official Nick Mangwana said the army has no problem with Mr. Mugabe, only those who surround him.
They had a problem with some people that were around him, that were doing the purging, and that were doing the stealing. There's a lot of corruption in Zimbabwe. I think that's a big bone of contention. So the army was basically saying, we're going to clean this. We're going to open avenues for investment.
Various reports say Mugabe's former vice president Emmerson Mnangagwa and opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai have both returned from their self-imposed exiles to take part in a new government. President Trump Wednesday called his just-concluded 12-day Asia trip a success.
In Asia, our message was clear and well received. America is here to compete, to do business, and to defend our values and our security.
This is VOA News. The UN Security Council scheduled to vote Thursday on competing proposals by the U.S. and Russia to continue an international inquiry into chemical weapons use in Syria. The mandate for the joint inquiry by the UN and the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons expires tonight. It has found the Syrian government used the banned nerve agent sarin in an April 4th attack that killed dozens of civilians. The French and German leaders Wednesday pledged to limit the use of coal and called for more international action to limit climate change. Participating in a meeting involving officials of 200 nations in Bonn, host Chancellor Angela Merkel insisted that climate change is the most significant struggle of our time. She said that she's convinced that climate policies go hand in hand with future-oriented economic policy. The meeting sought to bolster the Paris Climate Agreement that aims to end the use of fossil fuels this century. The National Security Council Wednesday expanded the number of peacekeepers in Central African Republic by 900 in a unanimous vote on Wednesday. The forces known as MINUSCA. Michelle Sisson is the deputy U.S. ambassador.
In MINUSCA's case, we believe additional capacity will provide MINUSCA the necessary flexibility to address emerging threats and to fulfill its protection of civilians mandate.
Since a 2013 coup, thousands have died in sectarian and ethnic conflict, and a fifth of the population has fled. Venezuela won easier debt terms from Russia on Wednesday as the economically strapped South American nation resumed interest payments on bonds after two ratings agencies declared it in partial default. The state oil company owns about $60 billion in debt, but the country's total outstanding debt could be as high as $140 billion. The 500-year-old painting of Christ by Renaissance master Leonardo da Vinci sold Wednesday to an anonymous buyer for a record $450 million, including fees at the auction house Christie's in New York.
Leonardo Salvatore Mundi selling here at Christie's. $400 million is the bid, and the piece is sold.
The 66-centimeter tall painting dates from around 1500 and was previously in the collection of English kings. Lebanon's Prime Minister Saad Hariri has accepted an offer to travel to France in the coming days, the latest move in a nearly two-week saga surrounding his announced resignation earlier this month. Hariri has been in Saudi Arabia since the announcement, prompting questions about whether he was being held there and whether to declare Harari being detained. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.